You're listening to SBS News.
From K-pop superstars to influencers and even presidents, men are wearing makeup in greater numbers than ever before. The phenomenon represents a major business opportunity in an industry worth $4 billion in Australia alone. British entrepreneur Danny Gray created War Paint for Men as he battled with body dysmorphia in 2018. He wanted what he couldn't buy.
And hopefully maybe some guys who wouldn't try makeup are more comfortable in buying a male-specific brand so they can use it and maybe get the benefit from it that I have. And we're very soon to be launching with Sephora as well in Australia. So exciting times for us.
Now the products on the shelf of his London shop represent a global empire and major trend. Professor Gary Mortimer is a Queensland University of Technology lecturer and marketing and consumer behaviour analyst. He says a number of factors have driven demand for male cosmetics, including media and conversations with peers.
Go back a decade, you know, we have young teenage boys looking at glossy magazines of great-looking men with great physiques and great skin complexions. Those young boys are now in their mid-20s, early 30s, and they're looking at ways to maintain that look.
Gerard Richardson is the brand marketing manager for Adore Beauty, an Australian cosmetics company. The company has seen more male customers buying makeup this year.
With guys turning to online shopping, they're browsing the categories, they're getting curious, they're seeing what else is out there for them. A moisturiser, a cologne and a concealer is the winning trio of 2021.
Global demand for cosmetics has risen 30% in the pandemic, according to a 2021 report by US consultancy firm McKinsey. Analysts say the growth is driven in part by Zoom calls, which are forcing more people to spend more time looking at their faces. Denny Todorovich is a beauty editor, queer activist, and David Jones ambassador. They identify as non-binary and believe businesses would benefit from selling makeup to people in general, not to specific genders.
You know, these beauty brands, they stand to make A, so much more money, B, provide some really necessary visibility, and sort of democratize that playing field.
To make way for more voices, faces, and beauty. In all forms. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.